from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama renews pledge to defeat Islamic State. President Obama says he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against Islamic State, insisting the Sunni terrorist organization is losing ground and leaders.
Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today. Last month, in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started. We're also taking out ISIL leaders, commanders, and killers, one by one. We're going after ISIL from their stronghold right in downtown Raqqa to Libya. The point is, ISIL leaders cannot hide, and our next message to them is simple: you are next.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to train and equip Iraqi forces and some of the opposition fighters in Syria. He promised continued efforts to disrupt the group's recruitment of fighters, finance operations, and propaganda campaigns, and said the U.S. will keep up diplomatic efforts to bring an end to the civil war in Syria. Saying he hoped he would be able to find some common ground, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sat down for talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, on Tuesday. Both officials said the crisis in Syria, the Islamic State, and the unrest in Ukraine would be focal points during their meeting in Moscow, which marks Mr. Kerry's second trip to the country this year.
Nothing would please us more than to resolve the differences of Ukraine and be able to move forward in the economic front and on other areas of important cooperation.
Speaking through a translator, Mr. Lavrov said he wanted to continue the dialogue initiated by Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Barack Obama. This is VOA News. The head of a Shiite Muslim group, Ibrahim Zakzaki, has been taken into military custody following weekend clashes in northeast Nigeria that left dozens of members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria dead. Adeniyi Oyebade is an army major general.
Given the raging violence in the city, it was important that we bring him into protective custody. As of this morning, we successfully executed that.
The clashes occurred after the army claimed the group's supporters attacked an army convoy in the city of Zaria in Kaduna State and attempted to assassinate the army chief of staff. Cameroonian authorities are urging more northerners to join self-defense groups. Now, that's to fight Boko Haram. The call comes after several recent successes scored by the self-defense groups working in collaboration with the military, including reports that vigilantes intercepted and killed two young female suicide bombers in a border town this week. Moki Edwin Kinzaka speaks with one of these vigilantes from Yaoundé.
In northern Cameroon, militants have routinely targeted civilians, burning and looting villages, planting landmines, and attacking markets with suicide bombers. Mamudu Aji, a community leader in Amchide, who recruits young people, says not everyone who asks to join the self-defense groups is admitted for fear of infiltration. He says they do background checks into applicants' morality and patriotism. He says they only recruit people from the area who have not traveled to be sure they have not been intoxicated with extremist ideas. Moki Edwin Kinzaka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
The governor of Far North Cameroon says the government has made provisions in its 2016 budget to support the self-defense groups, but declined to give further details. The UN's nuclear watchdog is expected Tuesday to officially close its more than decade-old investigation into allegations that Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. International Atomic Agency Chief Yukiya Amano presented his final report on the matter to the IAEA board, saying it gave clear answers to whether Iran worked toward nuclear arms. He said the conclusion was that Iran carried out a range of activities relevant to the development of a nuclear explosive device, mostly before 2003. He said those activities did not get beyond scientific studies and acquiring certain relevant technical competencies and capabilities. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session set for Thursday was called for at the request of the United States and supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.